And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. What a blessing. Last week, I may have been a little quick, maybe perhaps too confident in University of North Carolina Tar Heels' ability to win some basketball games. If you remember, I made the statement about a prayer meeting starting about 5:30 or 6, that you have enough time to go home and watch the Tar Heels win and then make it to the prayer service. They did. But then if you would tell me that the UNC Tar Heels, who were ranked number one, who I had going all the way to the finals, would lose their next game, my response would be, I doubt it. All my faith was in the Tar Heels. I mean, I picked them to win. And there was no doubt in my mind that they would lose, but they did. Doubt. Doubt is when we begin to question. Doubt is when we are uncertain. And we tend to doubt, especially when we find ourselves in those wilderness times. During our Lenten season, we are looking at those times in the wilderness, those times when we find ourselves being challenged. We looked at the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus, right after he was baptized, the Spirit carried him into the wilderness where he was tested and tempted. A very difficult and challenging time. And we too face those difficult and challenging times when we are tested, where we are tempted, where we just have those moments in life that are hard to get through. And those times is when we find ourselves in doubt. And those times is when we find ourselves crying out. Sometimes our cries in the wilderness are like the cries of the Father that we heard from Mark chapter 9. Lord, I believe, but help me to overcome my unbelief. In this text, we see where this father, he brought his son to Jesus. His son was possessed by an evil spirit. You could probably look at it where it might be some type of medical condition. It looked like a seizure or something else was going on, but the point here is in the father's reaction. Jesus asks the father, well, how long has your boy been sick? His father said, since birth. You know, this evil spirit's really got a hold of him. It tries to throw him in the fire or throw him in the water to kill him. And the father says, if you can do anything at all, please have mercy on us. Please help. And then, of course, this is how I would read this text. Jesus responds, if you can, sir, don't you know that everything is possible if you believe? And the father responds, I believe, but help my unbelief. His response is, I believe, but my boy has been sick since he's been born. There are so many times that I'm hoping that this is the day that he's going to wake up and be normal. I believe, but this sickness has really got a hold on. This evil spirit won't let go of him. I believe, but I doubt. There are times where we all have doubted. In particular, when I was pastor at First Baptist Independence up in the mountains, there was a church member that I never met. Since I've been there for 3 or 4 years, she had never attended church. And so it just so happened one of the other church members was commenting about her and mentioned that she's having a faith crisis. That's why she hasn't been to church. Well, my first reaction was this was a lady who was a deacon. And you know, deacons are folks who have strong faith. They should be mature Christians. So she shouldn't have any doubts. I thought of it just an excuse that she didn't want to come to church. But too many times when, especially in church, we think that those people who have doubts in their faith are ones who have immature or weak faith. But the important truth is that doubt is a part of our faith journey. Most of us as Christians are going to experience doubt, especially in those wilderness times. But doubt is not a destination for us to arrive to and then stay for an extended period of time. Doubt is like our times in the wilderness. We have to go through it from time to time, but we don't want to live there. Doubt can be beneficial to our faith. It can push us along. It can prod us. It can move us along to growing stronger. Frederick Buechner, he wrote this: "If you don't have any doubts, you're either kidding yourself or you're asleep." And hear this part. This is my favorite. "Doubts are the ants in the pants of faith." Any of y'all ever experienced any ants in the pants moments? I have not, but there was one time where I was mowing the grass in shorts and I went over a yellow jacket nest. I had some yellow jackets in the pants, and after a lot of screaming and hollering and stripping down to my boxers, I was moving. I was aware. Those doubts are the times that can make us aware, that keep us awake and moving. We don't want to live in doubt, but we can acknowledge that it can help us to create a stronger faith. So when we acknowledge that there are times in our life, especially in those wilderness moments, that we experience doubt, then what do we do with our doubts? First of all, we want to be honest. Be honest with ourselves and allow ourselves to doubt. We tend to want to put on our armor. We're all super Christians. We all have I'm not even going to try that. Jenny's already laughing at me. We all have strong faith where those doubts cannot break our armor. I might just go ahead and give up. My words are having a hard time coming out. We have those moments where we feel like that we just shouldn't doubt. But if we're honest with ourselves, those doubts can lead to questions. And as we question, we can grow in our faith. And as we question, they can lead to new pathways that we can experience God. New discoveries that we make about ourselves, about our faith, about ways that we can hear God, about new callings in our lives. Again, doubts are not the destination that we want to arrive and stay at, but at the same time, they can help us move along and grow in our faith. Second, if we doubt, we should stay connected with other Christians. We should stay connected to the body of Christ. We should have a small group of believers that we can go to, that we can share, that we can learn from. The Bible's most famous doubter, Thomas, he voiced very serious doubts, but he still stayed connected to the disciples, to that small group, where he was able to work through those doubts. Group sharing and group support. When we were in seminary, we discovered it's very dry and intellectual time. And so they had a class called Spiritual Formation and Development. Carson, I don't know if y'all had those classes at Duke Divinity School. I called that class touchy, touchy, feely, feely class. Because they want you to start sharing about your emotions, share your life story. And I went in there just with a bad attitude. I didn't sign up to hear everybody's problems and their life story and to share your emotions and trying to end up crying or weeping at the time. But I learned that it was important to be able to share your faith experience, to be able to share your challenges. There's one person in particular I remember. The seminary, the divinity school I went to was Campbell Divinity School. It's in Buies Creek. It's very near Fayetteville. And so there were numerous people who had retired from military, Fort Bragg area, and they finally answered the call into ministry, or God extended that call to them at that point in their life. And there was one individual who was just sharing the struggles that he faced in his life, just from getting through serving in the military, then answering the call finally in his life, and how God was just leading and opening doors for him. And just hearing him share about the struggles that he had and the challenges that he faced in ministry, and helped and encouraged me and allowed me to also to share the struggles and to be honest of the challenges that I faced in my own life, and allow God to work and to move and to lead us. Being connected to that small group can help us to work through any doubts that we have, and it's important to share those with others. And then finally, when we doubt, we should continue to seek Christ, continue to seek God, and to have faith. While being honest with God and not avoiding our doubts, but staying connected to God. In Jeremiah, God says through the prophet, "When you search for me, you will find me." Jesus, in teaching his disciples about prayer, says that when you ask, it will be given. When you search, you will find. When you knock, the door will be open. Just this past Sunday night, as we were talking and discussing about prayer, we learned that just as important the words that we say in our prayers is the actual act of praying itself. Staying connected to God as we are asking, as we are seeking, as we are searching, we stay connected, and God is allowed to help us work through those difficult times, those times in the wilderness. When we do those things in our life during those wilderness times, we're allowed to grow in our faith. Doubt is not the same as quitting. When we wrestle with our faith, we're not putting our faith aside. We're not taking a break. You've heard me share before, it's easier to act your way into a feeling than to feel your way into action. Sometimes just the act of just getting up each day and going on mission, we don't feel like being nice. We've had a difficult time, but we put a smile on our face. We continue ahead. And before long, by going and serving and living out our faith, we feel better and we feel more empowered to help others. John Wesley, he experienced a moment in his ministry where he was having a difficult time, where there were doubts. And folks, I'll be the first to admit that in every ministry situation I've been in, and I imagine y'all would also agree in your moments of life and your ministry moments, that there have been numerous times when we have doubted. Just recently, when we started planning our Community Missions Day, we maybe have been averaging 60, 70, at the most 80 people who would volunteer, 10, 11, 12, 13 projects at the max. We listed 22 projects to start out with. I started to doubt. There's no way in the world we'd have enough volunteers, enough project leaders. There was even one instance that I'll be willing to share where we didn't have a project leader to paint the floor at the rescue mission. And I don't know anything about painting the floor, but I was going to lead that project just because we hadn't had anybody volunteer. Well, lo and behold, LaDonna Hastings called me up, and she volunteered Gene. And Gene said he would be here, but they are going to Raleigh. They went to Raleigh yesterday to pick up their grandson, Nicholas, who has come back from Africa, who's going on to enter a master's program in for medical in Duke Divinity School. I don't know why I'm sharing all this, but he said that's what I'm there for. I said, well, you worked hard, Gene, yesterday, so you deserve a day off. But anyway, she volunteered him to come and help. And if you know Gene, Gene is a retired teacher, but he does professional painting, and he was the perfect person to lead that job. When I get there and show up, he's already invited a guy named Aaron, who was from the rescue mission, to come and help us out in the project. And he led us in prayer. He asked the Lord to lead our paintbrushes as we try to serve in that area. And so not only did he lead the project in painting the floor, but he helped in building relationships with some of the men at the rescue mission and praying for them. And that's just one of the many examples of how God came together, who provided project leaders, who provided volunteers, who provided folks that would be willing to donate financially to cover the cost of it, for people to pray for it. Just in many, many ways, there was a lot of doubt that this wasn't going to happen. It was going to not work out as it had in the past. But God was in charge, and He answered our prayers. And there's no doubt in my mind anymore that God is faithful and leading us on mission. John Wesley, when he doubted in his ministry, he went to talk to one of his friends who happened to be a Moravian minister, and he gave him this advice: preach faith until you have it, and then because you have it, you will preach faith. Even in our doubts, folks, we are to preach faith until we have it. And then when we have it, we are able to preach faith. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, as You know our hearts and our minds, You've known the times that we've struggled in our faith, when questions have come up that we don't know the answers, Lord, that lead to doubt and uncertainty. God, help us to be honest with ourselves. Help us to work through those doubts. Help us to seek out the wisdom of our brothers and sisters, but most importantly, to stay focused on You, Lord. Lead and guide us so that we can grow in our faith, so that we can be the Christians You have called us to be, so that we can then go and take our faith to share with those throughout our world. We ask these in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would, I invite you.